ochuba zeyi gobueno, okwazi okwachijano. Oni yele gonu, ochuba zeyi gobueno, kobala buiri benu, okwazi okwachijano.
Yes, this is unequivocally announcing the commencement of this evening's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London, and my name is Uchem Ofo. This is the PM edition, the second segment for the 8th of September 2014. We thank God, as always, that we are alive today. And we are also glad that he has allowed us to continue to preach the good news of the restoration of Biafra unequivocally, proclaiming the truth without any prevarication, without surrendering, and without retreating. And we do not have any intention to do so. To all you indigenous citizens of Biafra, to all you men and women of goodwill, to you all lovers of freedom and justice, this is another hour. This is your platform. And we are welcoming you once again from wherever you are on this planet Earth. It is good evening from London. To some of you, it is good night. To others, it is good morning or good afternoon. Whichever one, please take advantage of it and be assured that this is another hour upon which we continue to deliberate on the issues affecting the ordinary citizens of Biafra, primarily in the zoo called Nigeria, and elsewhere around the world. This is the news hour upon which we deliberate on the defense of the rights of indigenous people of Biafra, whose human rights have been trampled upon, whose economic interests have been targeted and emasculated, whose freedoms have been curtailed by no other but by the evil Nigerian enterprise, ably masterminded by the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy, who thinks that the zoo called Nigeria is their forefathers' estate. And it is also to you who are living among wolves, being sent by the Nigerian establishment to destabilize the wider Biafra family, to steal, to pillage, and to put maximum obstruction and obstacle to the restoration of Biafra. And it is the duty and responsibility of all men and women of goodwill, all genuine citizens of Biafra, to stand tall, to stand in the gap and resist this orchestrated attempt by the enemies to disrupt and to derail the project Restoration Biafra. We must not allow the heart of this project to see corruption, and anybody who constitutes himself or herself or themselves as an obstacle will be seen as such and be dealt with accordingly. It is not by our might, it is not by our strength. It is a project ordained by God, and that is why any other person cannot do it. That is why any other group of people cannot do it. Because they have not been sent by God. If they had been sent by God, they would have been somewhere else by now, making inroads, making important progress towards Biafra restoration. But they are not. They are where they are, gossiping and bitching around. And it is our duty to continue to do what we are doing without looking back. I am joined by Barrister Imam Mezu, the eminent barrister at law, who has remained resolute and dogged in his quest for preaching the good news of Biafra and indeed for the ultimate restoration of Biafra. I am also expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world to join this program. If you want to listen to this program, we have our genuine main and alternative platforms, and these are www.radiobiafra.co. If anything goes wrong, please go to other listening ports, which are www.biafrarestoration.com or www.biafravoice.com or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or better still www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can also get this live broadcast at the following listening posts: www.ipob.co or www.ipob.org. We are also on satellite. We are also on Shoutcast. And these two remain one of the most reliable platforms. If you can get access to them, you will get live broadcasts this evening and always. We are also on TuneIn. TuneIn remains the most responsible and most credible platform, which is a collection of serious and most important radio stations across the world, and we are glad that Radio Biafra is among them. It is not by anybody's making. It is by God Almighty Himself. And you know what? There is nothing anybody can do about it. When our lines are open, please call +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411, or simply use our Skype line, the only available Skype line this evening and for this program specifically, remains Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1, the number 1 in front of it. And I bet you will be live on this program. We also want to, without mincing words and without wasting time, send an advance warning, make this advance warning, that if you are making any announcement and it is not the 9/11 Catalonia March in Spain, we will cut you off. If it is not the 9/11 Catalonia March, which the indigenous people of Biafra are ably invited to join our partners, the Catalonians in Spain, for that particular and all-important march, then we will cut you off. And if it is not also for the meetings of indigenous people of Biafra in different parts of the world, we will cut you off. Any other announcement, indeed, will be cut off. We have it on good note that the Nigerian government has continued to sponsor Sprinter Biafra groups The new one that has come out is called Indigenous People of Biafra. Just Indigenous People of Biafra. And they are clamoring for unity. They are going to get you if your head is not strong. They are going to lure you if you don't own your own, if you are not careful, if you are not disciplined. We urge all Indigenous people of Biafra in different parts of the world to remain resolute, to remain dogged in their approach to Biafra restoration, and continue to preach the good news. This is still Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. Welcome once more. I will now go to Barrister Imamesu to say hello to all Indigenous people of Biafra, and indeed all men and women of goodwill and lovers of freedom across the world. Barrister?
Thank you, Chamafo. Good evening to you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. And we are engaging you as usual from our studio here in London. We always thank you for your listenership. We always thank you for all the support and assistance. All of you, especially your dedication to Radio Biafra, because wherever all of you are, you're trying to converge, you're trying to come together to listen to Radio Biafra and to know, of course, what we have in stock for you. Chamafo is in charge this evening. And, of course, few things will be unfolding very soon as I finish talking. We thank you for all of the things you are doing for Biafra and the entire people of Radio Biafra, the editorial board. We count on your support. We count on your listenership. We count on your dedications. We are always grateful. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we are calling upon you to stay tuned as usual and to please turn off your listening devices. Once you hear your name called, it is not professional that you're trying to listen to your devices at the same time talking. It is very, very selfish. It is too childish. It is also unprofessional. When you hear your name, turn off whatever you're listening with, after which you can revert back or go back to whatever devices you're listening to. Be as professional as you could be, because here on Radio Biafra, we are professional. We are watching. We are active. We are alive. If Radio Biafra is not for you, please do not call in to disturb or to distort or destroy what we are doing here, because you'll be wasting your time and making yourself a fool or foolish, if you like. If this is not for you, listen, do not call. We are not here to walk around, because 5.2 million Biafrans is not something to mock about with. And if you decide to mock around with Radio Biafra, Tukwa Biama will visit you and your entire family. We are serious, because we are campaigning to return back home where we came from. We are campaigning to stop all the killings, humiliations, and all the insults we receive from all over the world, from wherever we go to. We have a home, and this home has to be returned to. We have people back home. They need to be protected. Biafrans, wherever you are, you will be protected. You shall not die unnecessarily unless Tukwa Biama ordained and determined the time and the hour you must go. We want to minimize, stop entirely the killings of our people. Biafrans, we are not aggressive. We don't kill people. We welcome visitors. We welcome foreigners. We want the same treatment from any country that is a host to us. Malaysians, I'm sure by now, you must have gotten our effort to stopping your killings, to stopping the stealings of all you're doing from our people, from poor strangers, visitors, that came to your land, towns and villages to study. They are paying their school fees. They are supposed to be accorded the right and respect they deserve. The Afrans, we don't make trouble. Chukwuebiam created us, and very soon we're going back home. Any country that has one way or the other offended us, we will write it down, and we'll visit you when the time comes. For now, I welcome every Biafran man, woman, friends, and well wishes of Biafras and those who have the interests of Biafra at heart. We ask you to join us and to hear what Uchenna 4 is going to say very soon. May Chukwuebiam protect all of you and guide you as you bear with us and as you listen to the broadcast. Let me repeat once again, Radio Biafra has never sent anybody to threaten anybody, to kill anybody. The book of Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there is time for everything. There will be time when those who are killing us will tell us the reason why we are being killed. No individual should be singled out, threatened or killed. Those who are supposed to be singled out and killed are Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. But our people, be warned, do not stay in our path once we are bringing the end of our destruction. Because if you are on the way, the Afrans will mourn you like a lawn mower. Uchenna 4, good evening.
Good evening, Barrister, once more. Thank you very much for that erudite introduction. It is, as always, instructive, informative, and educative. And we are, of course, on this program co-hosting it. We will be coming back to you from time to time. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. You have just heard the voice of the eminent barrister, Lord Barrister Imam Mezu. And indeed, we are expecting you, eminent Biafrans from around the world, or friends of Biafra, to join this program and make it the best it can be. We are going to read some news headlines. Some of them may not directly be on Biafra, but they will have implications on the lives of ordinary Biafrans in the zoo called Nigeria and elsewhere. We are reporting here that the news from the United Kingdom has it that the yes vote for Scotland is leading in the polls. And if you ask me, it is my opinion that I support, personally, I don't know about you, I support those who are seeking for their freedom, because we are united in one destiny. I do not care what any other person thinks, but it is my wish that Scotland or Scottish people get their independence from Britain, from the wider United Kingdom and Great Britain, because it is their wish. We are also reporting that according to Barrabe Musa, one of the arch leaders of the Northern Elders Forum, that it is legal to gang up against Jonathan. It is legal to gang up against Jonathan. That is what Barrabe Musa is saying. We are also reporting that there has been tales of horror from Boko Haram child victims. Boko Haram is recruiting child soldiers as well, and this is unacceptable. But they are doing what they are doing. They know what they are doing. We are also reporting that according to the Borno State Secretary to the government that insurgency has crippled the state. He is saying that insurgency orchestrated by Boko Haram and indeed sponsored by the same northerners have crippled Borno state, and many people are living in refugee camps. Robert Mugabe has said that the white people in Zimbabwe should go back to England. Well, that is Robert Mugabe. We are also reporting that state's foreign debts have risen to 26% in 18 months, mostly that of Lagos, Bauchi, and Kaduna. We are also reporting that Britain has promised Scotland more self-rule if it rejects independence. We are also, on a more direct note, extending our hands of fellowship to our brothers in Malaysia, just like Barrister Imam Mezu has said. We are asking our brothers in Malaysia, our sisters in Malaysia, to remain resolute, never to be shaken in the midst of adversity, but to have Biafra every time in their minds and to conduct themselves accordingly in the rightful position. Do not engage in illegal conduct or businesses in that particular part of the world, but remain whom you are. We advise that you be proud to be a Biafran you are. You must retain your Biafran identity at all times. It is a living testimony that I have never seen anybody who served Biafra in truth and honesty, and that person is disappointed. I can tell you the more. I am in a better position to tell you that story. Nobody is qualified to tell the story to me other than myself, for I am a living testimony. We are not also forgetting our brothers and sisters in the zoo called Nigeria who are languishing in different secret cells and prisons across the particular contraption called Nigeria. We have in mind, without prevarication, our brothers and the Biafra Zionist movement led by Ben Onwuka. No matter what these men has done, it is my belief, and indeed belief of others, I don't know how many, that they are fighting for their freedom, irrespective of differences of opinion. We must unite and make sure that our brothers are treated humanely if they feel that they have committed any crime, but I don't think so. They should take them to court. We must conduct ourselves in a way that we form or constitute a formidable force against anybody who is treating any of us. Any attempt to treat or to molest any Biafran is also a molestation on all Biafrans. An injury to any Biafran is an injury to all Biafrans. And in that particular line of thought and principle, we must stand to make any proclamation, to take any other action that are necessary to make sure that our brothers are not continued to be subjugated to undue hardship because their human rights are being trampled upon. They are being tortured. They are being subjected to all sorts of inhuman and degrading treatment. And it is unacceptable. And that is why we remain whom we are, We are not going to negotiate anything with Nigerian government because we are freedom fighters. We cannot compromise. Those who have given themselves the responsibility of advocating for Biafran's indigenous people of Biafra must wake up to their responsibilities. It is appalling that for a number of years these people have come out, they have not been able to prosecute successfully any case in favor and on behalf of any Biafran citizen. It is very unfortunate and it is unacceptable, and it calls for a more deeper introspection. We must look into what is happening to us. A number of MASOB members were massacred, killed, shot and dumped in the Izu River, and everybody has kept quiet. The so-called politicians who say that they are representing our people, of course we know they are not. But of course, for having made public declaration, they should live up to their responsibilities, but they are not. There are also those who say that they are fighting for the rights of indigenous citizens of Biafra. They have done nothing. Year in, year out, nothing is happening. They have not been able to secure judgment in favor of the victims of Biafra, Boko Haram victims who are Biafrans. They have not been able to do that. A lot of kidnappings are going on in our land. They have not been able to do that. A lot of abomination are going on in our land. They have not been able to do that. We have our leaders of thought in that particular zoo called Nigeria, and indeed in Biafra land. And everybody is talking about respect, elders or no elders. When our people, when an adult, when a group of people who say that they are speaking on behalf of the Biafran people stay idly by and things are going wrong, then they are not supposed to be in that position they allocate to themselves, because they have allowed abomination to grow wings and legs, and they have continued to walk among us as humans. And indeed they are living among us, and we are condoning them. The time has come when the younger generation are ably ready to take over if those who are supposed to know better continue to deceive themselves. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and I will go now to try to read in some details one of the few lines that matter. Alhaji Barebe Musa, the former governor of Kaduna State, in an interview fears that the 2015 polls will not be free and fair because the conditions for credible election are not in place. The condition for rigging the election are not in place. That is just what Barebe Musa is saying, because they fear that probably Jonathan may not give them the chance. This is just an angle we are taking this. We are also reporting that Boko Haram has been enlisting child soldiers in their campaign. And some of the child soldiers or children are confessing about their ordeal in the hands of Boko Haram. I do not want to go into this in details. Borno State is grounded by the Boko Haram insurgency. Secretary to the state government, Alhaji Baba Ahmad Jida said yesterday, he asked all political leaders and stakeholders to unite and meet with President Goodluck Jonathan on how to salvage the situation. He also urged the Independent National Electoral Commission, NEC, to postpone the proposed by-election for Jere House of Assembly constituency. Jida, who made his views known in a statement in Abuja, said, "There is urgent need for peace in the state." He said he issued this statement in his private capacity, having been disturbed by the deteriorating situation. The statement said, "A deep appraisal of the condition prevailing in Borno State at the moment shows a disrupted environment that is in desperate need of peace and restoration. As a result of the insurgency caused by Boko Haram, large swaths of the land in the state is currently inaccessible. Normal governmental, economic, social and political activities have been dislocated, with huge numbers of displaced persons living in refugee camps in Maiduguri, neighboring states, as well as Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. The state of emergency is still in force, with its attendant curfews and restrictions on free movement and assembly. The curfew is in place while Boko Haram is still taking territories. It is very unfortunate." And the Nigerian government said that they are containing Boko Haram. The point is, with the exception of the fact that Boko Haram is killing innocent people, they are terrorizing innocent people. If they want their own caliphate, why don't Nigerian government give it to them? The only thing we have against Boko Haram is that they are terrorizing and killing innocent people. If they want their caliphate, let them go for it. After all, we are not supposed to be together. We are not in the same, we are not from the same world of values, of culture, of political affiliations, or even religious or belief system. We are from different parts of this world, and we are not supposed to be together in the first place. Robert Mugabe said on Friday that whites who are still in the country should go back to England, as he vowed that those removed from land redistributed to black Zimbabweans will never be allowed to return. Don't they whites know where their ancestors came from? The British who are here should go back to England. What is the problem? We now have aeroplanes which can take them back quicker than the ships used by their ancestors. He also continued on his torrent speech by explaining how Obama was afraid of him, and the Western leaders of the world were trying to intimidate Zimbabwe into allowing the whites to come back. But he affirmed that will never happen. Is this guy for real? This is an absolute absurdity. The left would have us all believe that racism only exists in the hearts of white people, but it could never happen with the black community. If this does not show that a black person can be a racist to white people, then I don't know what else to show them. Racism is sadly not exclusive to any one group, and is unlikely to end at any time. I am reading this news, but I don't know why it's here in the first place. Lagos State, Bauchi and Kaduna are the biggest foreign debtors among the 36 states in the country, according to the official data analyzed by an independent news outfit, Daily Trust. Records posted on the Debt Management Office website shows that the foreign debt stock of some of the states nearly doubled in 18 months. Data as at June 2014 show that the top foreign debtors are Lagos, 162 billion naira, Kaduna, 40 billion naira, and Bauchi, 17 billion naira. Of course, you do not need to ask what happened. The state coffers have been siphoned and the money stashed in foreign accounts. or distributed among their cronies. And incidentally, this money you're talking about is from Biafra land, and they are redistributing it. They are redistributing it without minding how the Biafran people are feeling. It is your responsibility to stand up and say that enough is enough. Shaking by polls showing momentum shifting towards independence for Scotland, the British government will offer proposals for greater political and fiscal autonomy for the Scots if they vote to remain within the United Kingdom in a referendum on September 18, Judge Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, said on Sunday. The narrowing polls have caused considerable anxiety among politicians and business leaders, driving down the value of the pound and raising questions among investors about the stability of the economy and the fate of the current British government. Scotland is about to have their independence. But there are also an issue where a number of people who are comparing Scotland and Biafra are getting it wrong. Because when you ask them, why are you romancing Nigerian government? Why are you not fighting for Biafra? The next question they will ask you is, did Nigeria fight Britain in order to gain their independence? And the question is, was Nigeria a country in the first place? And did Nigeria go to British court to fight for their independence? The prevailing political environment at the time in the 1960s and early 70s was a wave of war of independence where there was no freedom freely given to those who were colonized. And it was the policy of the United Nations at the time for the colonized territories to be free. And that was almost a giveaway kind of thing. Most countries gained their independence, especially the African countries, in the 1960s. It was very few countries in Africa that didn't eventually get their independence at the time. And so the independence history of the zoo called Nigeria is quite different from that of Biafra. This is a situation, in the case of Biafra, a situation where a black man is subjugating the other black man to perpetual slavery. And for avoidance of doubt, the Scottish relationship with the rest of the United Kingdom was a unique one. Scotland was a kingdom and commonly called the Kingdom of Scotland, and was also a sovereign state. It joined with the Kingdom of England to form a unified Kingdom of Great Britain under the terms of the Acts of Union in 1707. They had an agreement, although there were wars between Scotland and Britain. And at the end of that war, they decided to come together. With the Act of the Union of 1800, the Kingdom of Ireland was added to the to form the Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. In 1922, under the terms of the Anglo-Irish Treaty, Ireland seceded from the United Kingdom to become Irish Free State. And in a dramatic turn of events, Northern Ireland, after just a day, seceded from the state, from the Free State, and joined to become part of the United Kingdom. And United Kingdom formally changed its name in 1927 to become the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The wars of independence were fought between Scotland and England in two remarkable periods, 1296 to 1328, and after that war, a Treaty of Edinburgh and Northampton was signed, and also the Second War was between 1332 to 1357, and these wars came to an end in 1357, and after that the Treaty of Berwick was signed, and it was during that time that Scotland gained some part of its lost territory. In other words, it was still a party to reckon with at the time, and out of volition, of course, they joined together with the United Kingdom. And so these people who are saying that Biafra is the same thing as Scotland and England do not know weight. They have to go and read the history. They have to go and read the history of the United Kingdom, because their own experiences are different. Scotland was a sovereign state ever before it joined the Union. And so Biafran experience is quite different. And what we are saying is that we are freedom fighters, and we are governed by the principle of the fact that we must not prevaricate, we must not retreat, and we must not surrender until what is sought is got. We cannot, after shouting Biafra and working on the issue of Biafra restoration in the morning, in the night we go to romance Nigerian government. We cannot do it. And when compared to what is happening in the wider Biafra family, the Nigerian government is wreaking a lot of havoc within the wider Biafra family, because they have voted out billions of naira, and they are bribing those so-called Biafrans who are not principled enough, who are not honorable, dishonorable men and women. And they are forming Biafra organizations from one place to the other. The latest of it is that they have now formed another indigenous people of Biafra, and they say that they are meeting somewhere in Europe. They are meeting somewhere in Europe. They will come to you and they will tell you that they are neutral, that they are indigenous people of Biafra with no affiliation to anybody, and that they want a new Biafra. And the question is, how many Biafrans are we going to form? How many groupings are we going to form? The Nigerian government is getting its own way at the time, but not where the dedicated men and women of Biafra are. And that is why this note of warning is being sounded. If you are not strong enough, the wind will carry you and put you into that bottomless abyss. We must do everything we can to make sure that Biafra Restoration Project and its heart does not see corruption. This is Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. I will now go to Barrister Imamis to get his perspective on issues while we continue. Barrister? Barrister, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uchama, probably you may have to either increase the volume of the in the studio or increase your voice, because you've made the news clear. You spoke as it is written. Well done, Uchama. Let's try our best to see if we can get something out of this particular news you just read. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, once again. And of course, we thank you for joining us to decide what is happening and how we are going to restore Biafra. All of you, we will not take prisoners. For we are dear friends, and all of us are working together. Whichever way you are making your contributions, in your own special way, we welcome you. Which I'm afraid, let me take issue with Scotland. Of course, here in on Radio Biafra, all of us, from UCHMFO to the last person that has the interest of Biafra, we support freedom. Why won't we? Otherwise, we are not practicing what we're preaching. Scottish people decided that they are fed up with this union that is not favoring them. Why are they leaving? They are leaving because they are not reaching to their own potentials. Their younger ones are not getting jobs as they're supposed to. Their industry is being stagnated. They use the same currency with the British people, under the same value, though different name, Scottish pounds and all the rest. But they are still not being fulfilled. They own the North Sea oil. After research, to believe they can be okay on their own. And of course, United Kingdom, they are jittery. They are worried. They are afraid. If these people go, the lad has gone, I, where shall I go? According to the Bible, with Joseph's brother, when Joseph was sold, put in a pit, reported to the dad that the animals have devoured him. And when this guy came back, Reuben, he could not find Joseph where he put him for safekeeping. He shouted, the lad has gone, and where shall I go? British people are worried because Scotland will go. Forget about this campaign of giving us opinion poll, 59, 50, 51, 49. We know that they massage words. And they do that, it's like war propaganda. When you're fighting war with your opponent, if they're winning you, you say, boy, they are finished. It's to boost up the morals of your own soldiers. When you go deep down, you find out that all is not plain sailing. The Scottish will go. They have a lot. They were existed before they joined the English people and they formed UK. They have their own sovereignty. They, even up to today, they are still in charge of their own taxation. They are still in charge of their own legal system, for people who do not know. But they want the full sovereignty as they are. And I tell you this, they will get it. The reason why they are not going via arms is because they did not fight to join Britain. Britain did not annex them. They deliberately, willingly, decidedly decided to come and join. It's like Biafra we are talking about. Therefore, Ibagwasi, Nyelukogeshi Ayoda, the same way the snake climbed up a tree with the same way the same snake will climb down. They joined England peacefully, and they want to go home peacefully. These are advanced people. These are industrial countries that if you kill anybody, you will give account of it. Look at what is happening in the zoo. Who wants to compare zoo with what is happening here? Some of all these big belly men, when you hear them talking on the television, look at America, look at Britain. Have you compared yourself with all the African countries next to you that have 247 electricity? You don't have any. All of you have generators and killing yourself. Because you have to put it inside so that robbers do not rob you and take them away. You put them inside, lock them up. And then when the generator produces all these toxic fumes, you inhale it and die overnight. But you compare yourself, America, Britain, African country. Compare yourself with your neighbors. Compare yourself with South Africa. Compare yourself with Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana. Don't bring yourself to Europe. They are far more advanced These people look after their own citizens, they look after their own people. They don't kill them. Because kill one citizen here and you end in a soup, hot soup. But the zoo are very barbaric, disgusting, and very, very disgraceful in their approach to everything. Balare Tomusa, whatever his name is, that it's okay to gang against Gulan Jonathan, that fake man who doesn't even know if he's moving forward or moving backward. Gang up against him. Why? Because you want the right person to be placed in case of next year election. When a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram is placed at the helm of affairs, then everything is fine. Sick people, you want to rule because the British people place you to be killing us so that they will be making our oil. We know all this and we can never accept them anymore. Time is very short for all of you. The Afghans are all over the world, 88 countries counting. Whatever any of you do against Biafrans, we will avenge. We will revenge. First, we will not be the first to look for your lives or look for your blood. But anybody that torture a Biafran man or woman, wherever you are, you will know that Biafrans are ordained, brought out by Chukwu Abiyama. We will revenge, we will avenge. We will not be the first to kill because we don't kill. We love life. We love humanity. We invest in people. Therefore, we don't like shedding blood. But the British people put us together with the bloodsuckers, House of Fulani, Boko Haram, Islamic people. Let them kill us. Do you care? All you care is your own economy. They kill us. You milk our oil to look after your own people. That is not fair. There is no justification to all you do in order to better yourselves. But poor, innocent Biafrans who never seek the destruction of any nation, never seek the destruction of any country, we are suffering up till today, and Britain is resisting to allow us. I remember what this, the same Alex Salmon says last year, once Scotland goes, the zoo will go. This is coming from Alex Salmon. He said it last year. But the Afghans have decided we cannot wait anymore because we are forced to unite with those who don't have the same value system, we don't have the same religion, we don't have the same culture with. But we are forced. And for them to gloat over us, they have to marginalize us. They will take our women, treat us, try mixing up with us so that they will produce as much as House of Fulani Boko Haram in our midst, so that whatever we do, we never have any heading. Because you are diluting our own blood and mixing us up with those bloodsuckers. People that do not have human feelings. People that would take a knife, they go around your neck and bring it down. These are the people British ask us to stay with. The injustice is so much that Biafrans, we've come together. Biafrans, let me take this opportunity to advise all of you. Uchenefo has already said it. They have tried to manufacture different little groups to dilute you. It is there. It has always been the practice of those who like to destroy. Remain resolute. Do not be confused. Even in the Bible, Jesus Christ says it, at the dying time, those who will parade themselves as if they are Jesus will come out. It doesn't mean that it will happen the same way Jesus Christ put it. They are doing the same. They are bringing up splinter groups to come and dilute the indigenous people of Biafra. So all of you should be alert, be aware. I've always said this to you. Be as clever as a serpent, but look as innocent as a dove. Do not be deceived, so that Chukwu Abiyama will never be mocked. Be watchful. Stand firm. They will bring new breeds. Uchemefo put it beautifully. They will tell you they are neutral. They want to unite you with ABC. Darkness will never unite with the light. It doesn't offer. It will not stand well. Just put a pocket of water in a basin. A pocket of water in a basin. And just take a spoon of rubbish. Put it in the basin of water. You will see the ruins. This is just a teaspoon. It will ruin the basin of water that contains probably more than 500 liters of water. But just a teaspoon of rubbish dilutes the pure water. Biafrans, learn. We don't talk rubbish here on Radio Biafra. We talk with experience. We talk with empirical evidences. Because we are fed up that our people have been killed. Nobody will come to your rescue. Because everybody is looking out to steal from you. They don't care. Survival of the fittest. Once I get something to feed my people, the rest can go to hell. No, not on Biafra. We are here to represent our people. We are here to protect our people. We are here to sing the praises of our people because we are the same human being like you. Nobody who is sick that proclaims to be well. We are sick. We are angry. A friend from Malaysia, a very fine lady who is always texting me. She's a Malaysian, but she does not support what her people are doing. She's listening on a daily basis, encouraging us. She never called. By the law, people are listening reticently behind closed doors. We have a lot of people admiring what Biafrans are doing. And we thank all of you. Not everybody will come out in the open and proclaim. But even if you do it secretly, we appreciate. We thank you, Kwabiyama. There are some people who will appreciate. And there are those, it's obvious to us in their face, they will sit and know what you're doing. But we don't care, because Chukwabiam has decided that we will reach to the destiny. We have Biafrans, all of you will be freed. Biafrans are being killed, molested, around the world. For what? Because we are Biafrans. And if I tell you, my heart, I bleed every day. We are not violent. We don't look for people and look for trouble. Every Biafran man or woman, young and old, always looking for where we'll make end meet. That's what we do. We're looking for ends to meet. We're looking for a place to put food on the table of our families. That's all we do. But we are being persecuted. We are being pursued. We are being killed. Just because we answered him in Biafran. Kwabiyama, you are watching and you are a witness. Which I'm for. If I go too far on my preaching, I'll become emotional because I'm reaching that level. Because I get angry how my people are being disturbed, killed, and their families will believe that they are abroad. They wouldn't have an iota or shred of evidence that their people are being killed. They are hoping that Chukwuemeka is somewhere in Kenya or in Kafanchan, not knowing that Chukwuemeka has been killed. Why are we being killed? Because we are looking for a better tomorrow. We have a land that we pursued. We left our land, a land that flows with milk and honey, but we left it because the position is not conducive for us. Jonathan is there. Time is coming. He has money in Namibia. The Africans will see him wherever he goes because we're all over the world. It's only fast up so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Of course, as always, very instructive. Thank you very much for that analysis. Our lines are open for those who want to make contribution to this program. Please call +447 448 109 411, +447 448 109 411. And that's the phone line. If you want to call via Skype, the only line functional at the moment is Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. We will be back in a minute.
Ojogo imi ajo e, ibi imi ajo. Ojemago imi ajo e, babra mo late, babra mo late. Jumeko imi ajo.
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Let us go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? Yes, he is not talking, and I don't know what the issue is. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. We have said before, at the beginning of this program, that if you are calling Radio Biafra, especially on this program this evening, to make any announcement, if that announcement is outside IPOB meeting in the country where you were, and it is outside the 9/11 meeting with the Catalonians, our partners in Spain, then you will be cut off. If you are making any announcement and it is outside these two, you will be cut off. This is as a result of a very reliable information we have got that Nigerian government has been and is still sponsoring splinter groups to come up and disrupt the program. And of course, to poach you, just like animals are being poached. These people are poaching human beings like animals. And put simply, they are just spraying their nets as if they are fishing in the river. Once their nets extend to you, once that net extend to you and you are grabbed, that is the end of you, especially if you are not strong. They have invested billions of naira to make sure that the Biafra Restoration Project does not see the light of the day, but we will not allow the heart of this project to see corruption. This is still Radio Biafra, and you are welcome, for this is your platform, the platform upon which the truth must be preached, whether anybody likes it or not. But we still go back to the line to see whether the speaker, the caller on the Skype, is ready to speak. The caller on Skype, are you hearing me? We obviously cut that off because, yes, he's not hearing me. This is Radio Biafra, and we continue. We'll be right back. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Chuck. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I've been talking to you.
All right. Good evening, Uche. My name is Isaiah Oba. I'm the servant of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Ireland. I say good evening to you.
Welcome to the program.
All right. I just want to use this opportunity to thank you, Uche Mefo, and I want to thank Barrister Mamezu, and of course I have to thank our director himself, the big masquerade, as you said. Always call him. I just want to use this opportunity again to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and our European rep, Chika, Omiomio, COC, down to Africa, Blechukwanobog, and our principal officer, Ikechukwu Nyago, and down here in Ireland, Peter Iwuzie, my PRO Uche Ono, and Kingsley Emmanuel, our Dublin coordinator, Benji Kayani in Limerick. I just want to thank our national secretary, by Gabriel, and our members here in Ireland General. And I said, may God bless them. They have supported me in my journey that I have a few days ago. And I said, may God bless you all. I got all the messages and the inbox that I have on my Facebook. And I said, may God bless you all. As you have put me in your prayers, I say, may God bless you all. Without wasting time, I just want to make a very serious announcement regarding Ireland here. As you have said on the news this evening, you know, we don't want to have in a situation that we, you know, you said you are working for indigenous people of Biafra in the daytime, and then in the night then you are working with Nigeria and participating in every activities they are doing, you know, to kill the Biafrans. On behalf of that, today I'm going to make this announcement as a servant of the indigenous people of Biafra Ireland chapter. Just want to make this announcement that the Waterford coordinator by the name Okechukwu Felix OBCA sees it from this moment to be the zonal coordinator of Waterford. We cannot, as a barrister said, and I keep saying it myself all the time, anyone that knows me and my comment, we are not going to take any prisoners this time. Our quest for Biafra is serious. We cannot harbor any prisoner. Anyone that is found in our means as somebody who is going to get in our way of getting Biafra, we will not show any mercy to you. So on behalf of that, as the servant of the indigenous people of Biafra in Ireland, the power and authority being restored to me as the servant of the indigenous people of Biafra in Ireland, Okechukwu Felix Obisie, the coordinator of Waterford, from this moment ceases to be our zonal coordinator in Waterford. And from now on, I am instructing the Waterford zone, giving them 48 hours to produce me with a new coordinator they want to, they would like to coordinate them in that zone. I am giving them 48 hours to produce me with a name of their zonal coordinator as they like. I would like them to choose who they like to be their coordinator there. And I am giving them 48 hours to give me that name, so I will carry my work to do as instructed. So on that, I want to thank my people here who have been working with me and all the principal officers. Like I said before, I want to thank our Lord Lokaramonde. I won't forget her. She's a great woman. And I want to thank you, Chief Uchemefo, as you are holding the office for our director. And I say, may God bless you until we meet in this promised land that we call Biafra, our own. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that, and may God bless you, also bless your family, and indeed the family of Biafrans in Ireland and all over the world. We must not forget that the reason why we do what we are doing is to restore Biafra, and we are not in the business of prevarication or probably putting our hands or legs in one place just in case we do not know where the Messiah will come from. No, we are focused and we have a cause we are fighting for. That cause is unadulterated restoration of Biafra. And anything outside that cannot do. Anything outside that is distraction. And it is either we are in or we are out. There is no middle ground here. There is no middle ground. This is also a very important notice and warning to coordinators around the world. The Nigerian government, using the new platform that they have floated, which they call Indigenous People of Biafra, are going to contact you, the coordinators, and they are going to tell you a lot of things. And if you are being driven by the wind, you will go with them. But you know what? They work. And the project for the restoration of Biafra will continue. Because no man born of woman or flesh is capable of derailing the project or corrupting it. We must guard jealously the heart of this project. We must guard it jealously that it will not see corruption. And on that we stand. It is only on that basis that we will continue to maintain that the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price, that we may have our freedom, be honored. It is only in that way that we will continue to honor them. There is no other way, there is no other means. It is either that or we all go and sleep. Thank God this project has been inspired by God and not by man. We maintain here that we are not perfect because we are born of flesh and because we are humans, but we are sincere. And on that note, we will continue to do what we can as human beings, governed by the cardinal principle of truth and sincerity and doggedness. For these are some of the principal factors that will take us to the to the land of Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from. Are you hearing me, please? No, he is not hearing me. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from. Not sure what is wrong with the line. If you want to call on the phone line to call is +447 44 810 9411, +447 44 810 9411. If you are to call on Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra 1. It is not just Radio Biafra. You have to type Radio Biafra and then put the number 1 in front of it. That is the Skype line we are using this evening and specifically for this program. We will be right back. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes. Are you talking to me? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. There is noise where you are, but let us see okay. If it's okay. Go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Benjamin Achi Ngene. I'm from Enugu State, Kano, Nkerifitam, Biafala.
Thank you very much.
I am calling from United Arab Emirates.
Thank you. Go ahead. The world is listening. Biafrans are listening.
So, my dear brother Uche Mofo, may God bless you and bless our director and bless also all the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are hearing my voice tonight, and all our indigenous people of Biafra, most especially in our Biafra land, that are working with us. So, my dear brother Uche, what I wanted to see about the news of the new indigenous people of Biafra that connived with the people of the zoo called Zoo Nigeria to distract us. What I really want to say is to tell my brothers and my sisters, I keep on saying that the Biafra we are talking about is not by mouth. Biafra is in the blood. Whoever has the blood of Biafran cannot work with the Nigeria government. Whoever have the blood of Biafra running in him or her cannot even take a farthing, even 1 billion, to betray us. Apart from the people that have been died, that have been killed by this so-called zoo, Nigeria people killed almost 5 to 6 million people. And we are here, called ourselves the indigenous people of Biafra. Some are still out there to betray us. My dear brother, let all the Biafra, this is the time we are to stand for our rights. Stand for what we are. Many will fall at the path. When Noah was building the ark, people thought they are joking. He was joking. That is how it is now. You people are now trying to build us up, to bring us home with the help of the director and most of your crew there. But the foolish ones who are out there looking way or a way or the other to betray us and to sell us for money. It is their family will be sold for money. All the coordinators we have has to stand strong now. This is the time of temptation. This is the time of trouble. Because the trouble outside is not what we are facing now. We are facing the inside trouble. And let us not forget that the Judas is among the 12. And these are the people that call themselves the Biafrans. They are not even ashamed to call themselves the indigenous people of Biafra, stay campaigning for Nigeria, working for Nigeria's zoo government. It is shame for them. I'm advising my people, no matter what it costs, no matter what it takes, no matter what it means, even if our last blood will drop, let us not listen to these people, you coordinators, wherever you are, you that is championing all the countries or the areas you are, please, let us put the money aside. Let us stand with our coordinator Nandekano and his crew, Uchemofo, and all the people that live all they will do to walk and stand that we will have Biafra. Let us not even think of those people, any of them. Let them go ahead and do what they do. This is exactly what happened in the life of the Israelites. The time of their own is not easy for them. They will be going one side, other group will be going the other side to distract them, just like Sambalas and Tobias. But at the end of everything, our goal must be achieved. Biafra must be declared, whether they like it or not. And they will cry, "Oh, had I know," on that last day. All of them will say, "Oh, had I know." And this is what they're going to see. So, my dear brother, keep faith. Let us not lose hope. We are on the temptation period. We're going to win the temptation. We're going to win all these trials. And nothing will happen more than we have Biafra. And all of them will go to hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, Chukwuabiama, we pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we are reaching from London. This is the PM edition, the second segment for the 8th of September 2014. And this is your platform once more. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Director, Uchemofo, I believe you are talking to me.
Yes, you are live on this program. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, I want to thank you first of all for the good work you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. I want to encourage you to continue doing what you are doing. We are all supporting you and the director. We are behind you, and what I want to contribute this evening is I want to call on all Biafrans to join this struggle. It baffles me when I sit down and think and remember that there are many Igbo people that is fighting against this struggle. I can't believe that a born Biafran will be fighting against achieving this Biafran struggle. What I want to say is, I want to remind all Biafran that if
my brother, sorry, did you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
I'm very sorry. I'm calling from Turkey. My name is Oginna. I'm from Aguleri, Anambra State.
Thank you. Biafra. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to call on all Biafrans. I want to remind everyone that if today you refuse to fight for Biafra, tomorrow there will be no place for you to go. There will be no place for you to live, because everybody will run away. The Hausa people, the Fulani, the Boko Haram, they are taking over. They are coming quickly. They are coming every day. They are coming. Even this Turkey where I live used to be a Christian country. But today Turkey is no more a Christian country. It happened to them. And what happened to Turkish is trying to happen to Biafran people. So if you refuse to fight, I'm reminding all Biafrans that tomorrow there will be no place for you. You can't even go back to your home, because you will not like to mention your name. You will not like to say that you are Igbo man, because there will be no place. Even now, you go to Igbo land, you see people are converting. The Hausa people, they are converting a lot of our brothers to be Muslim. And a lot of them are taking money and becoming a Muslim. So now is the time for everybody to go back and fight for Biafra. I'm ready to fight and die for Biafra. I am a Biafran. I am not a Nigerian. I am a Biafran. And I want everybody to join this struggle. You have no choice. You have no choice but to join this struggle. You don't have to say, "Oh, somebody fight before and we didn't succeed. And this because of this, I don't." You are making a very big mistake, because tomorrow there will be no place for you. Islam is taking over the whole place. And if we keep quiet and we relax, we think that we are enjoying freedom in Europe, so we want to be here because we have visa, we are in Europe. You are not safe. If you are safe here, your family is not safe. I call on all Biafrans to join this struggle. That is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. I hope you have the family of in the people of Biafra in Turkey. Are you meeting at all?
Not really, because since I arrived in Turkey, I've not been here for a long time, but I'm not staying here permanently, because I used to travel to Nigeria and come back. So, and there's no Biafra in Turkey are not strong. So for me, I joined the group in Togo, where I used to live, because even when I travel back, I don't stay in Nigeria.
Okay.
I stay in Togo. So I joined the group in Togo.
Yes, but have you seen any Biafran in Turkey at all? Anybody
yes.
from Biafra land at all?
There are, but only few people. Most of people, like here, when I go to church in the street, people I see, I talk to them about Biafra. I tell them, and the many people, you know, our people are so stupid and so blind. It's very difficult for them to think. I used to talk, and a lot of people understand. A lot of people understand, a lot of people don't understand, because they are lost. So, but Biafra, if you are a Biafra, you don't tell somebody about Biafra. If you are a Biafra, whatever you hear Biafra, you know you are Biafra. You don't need anybody to convince you. I don't need anybody to tell me about Biafra. I know where I come from. So people who don't know where they come from is their problem. I can't stand to tell somebody, try to convince somebody about Biafra. No, I can't do that. And I would tell you about Biafra, but convincing you, I cannot do it. But I will let you know there is Biafra program. Biafra struggle is going on. Come and join Radio Biafra, listen, and you hear what people are saying, and you hear from the director, you hear from everybody. Join the group. If you are in so place, join the group there. That is the only thing I can tell. If you refuse to join, it's not. I can't go any further. I can't try any more trying to convince you. So
yes, my brother, that is the spirit. Preach the good news of Biafra without fear or favor. Give the necessary information that are needed, and then move on and leave the rest to God. Do not bother whether they accept it or not. Just do the right thing and remain resolute, because without resolution on our side, without decisive action on our side, we cannot achieve Biafra. Biafra cannot come down from heaven. Biafra must be fought for, whether anybody likes it or not. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on, and keep the ball rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this brings us and reminds us of the Biafra Defense Fund. A lot of things, a lot of water has been passing under the bridge, but we're also asking dedicated indigenous citizens of Biafra to live up to their responsibilities in different countries. Of course, through your zonal coordinators and national coordinators and continental rep, there has been modalities put on the ground, and it is our responsibility to honor this clarion call to emancipate our people, to defend our land, our fatherland, Biafra, and Biafran people. The only powerful solution, an antidote to the machinations of the enemy, is to continue to do what we are doing, to remain focused and never to be distracted. Because for quite some time now, since after the war in 1917, from 1970 up until several decades up until date, it has been theories upon theories on Biafra. It has been one group coming up saying that they are fighting for Biafra. It has been proliferation of pro-Biafra groups. And indeed, if you look at these groups, they are either one-man group or two men or three men. Most of them are not up to 10. And they will keep making noise about Biafra.
And all they are doing is for you to recognize them as a force to reckon with. If we call for a conference, you will find to your chagrin that all these groups you are hearing now are not up to 5 people, and they are there dictating for you what to do and what not to do. The worst aspect of it is that Biafra can never be gotten on part-time. Freedom fighting cannot be part-time. But the problem within the wider Biafra family remains jealousy, envy, and wickedness. Why not me? Why not me? That is the philosophy and the mindset that has been propelling the direction our people are taking. And when you give them this job, they will not be able to do it, because they are not called. They are simply incapable of doing it and delivering results. Biafra, if you really encounter Biafra, Biafra will strip you naked. Biafra will deal with you. Biafra will pitch you against your family. But the only people that will survive it are those who are sincere and who are serving Biafra in truth and honesty. And through that alone, through your sincerity, God Almighty will have mercy and make your family members to understand you, and to understand that the cause you are fighting for is not for your own, it's not for you alone, but for a generation, and also in the honor of memory of millions who have paid the ultimate price. A lot of people think that freedom fighting Biafra issue is just a cup of tea. When they see you, they will say all sorts of things about you. They will castigate you. But the point is that they will not be able to deliver. They cannot do anything because they are incapable. They do not have all it takes to deliver on Biafra restoration. If anybody doubts it, let them come out. It is only very few dedicated individuals called by God Almighty that will be able to restore Biafra. Because you must be baptized in the spirit of Biafra, the spirit of courage, the spirit of doggedness, the spirit of sincerity. These are the spirit of God, and not the spirit of backbiting, the spirit of laziness, the spirit of timidity. These are not the spirit of God, and these are not the spirit of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London. If you want to make any contribution, please call +44 744 810 9411 +44 744 810 9411, or simply call our Skype line, which is for this evening and specifically for this program, Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra, and you put the number 1 in front of it. We do not owe anybody any apology for the good news of Biafra, and the truth must be preached. And that is what we are simply doing here, whether they like it or not.
Mana masionyo melu nyabi kodi venu. Nanye mebu aku ejebe mbo. Nikwe ni neje konozo. I'm going to go to the hospital.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reporting just in the last couple of minutes, according to some newspaper, that former President Obasanjo's son shot a movie by Boko Haram. We are not yet sure. This is according to some newspaper, that Boko Haram militants have attacked a platoon led by the son of former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, shooting him today. He sustained serious injuries to his legs and was being transported to the hospital at the time of this report. This is according to some newspaper. We will give you more details as it develops, that the son of the former President Olusegun Obasanjo, the former president of the zoo called Nigeria, was shot by Boko Haram today. We don't know the details as yet, but this is what, according to some newspaper, the report is at the moment. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from. The caller on Skype is no more there. We are continuing to read this news, and let us see. According to, this is not reported by Radio Biafra, we are reporting this according to Sun Newspaper Online. Adeboye Obasanjo, an army engineer, was a lieutenant colonel at the 3rd Division in Jos Plateau State. He and his platoon were engaged with Boko Haram militants at Baza, which is the village of the general officer commanding GOC of the 3rd Division, when the incident took place. The lieutenant Agu of the 234 Battalion GOC of the 3rd Division, Major General Zaruwa, and Colonel Victor Ebaleme, who serves as the Brigade Commander of the 23rd Army Brigade in Yola, were all together advancing towards Michiko when Boko Haram fighters unleashed the deadly attack on the soldiers. This is according to Sun Newspaper. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. When we get the full details, we will, of course, let you know. This is your platform, and this is the second segment for the 8th of September 2014. And we are reaching from London. We'll be right back.
Ganu. Oh, you know, you said,
Is your university?
One day, now, one day, seven. Is your university? Passing in the menu. If I see little good, you know, you can. As you don't need him, man, as you need him, job. Monye nuche o Atira jokanu wenu e fasili le menu e bukano asili le buje sebo ina munye sebenu ejo ina basili nu e fasili le menu e bukano onye kutazi na madi beyanu o
And this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and continuing on that news on the former president of the Zoo Obasanjo's son attack by Boko Haram. According to Sun newspaper, this is the website through which we are reporting this. They said 24 soldiers in the platoon were reportedly killed by the militants. Apart from the dead soldiers, the army also lost an armored tank to the militants. As a result of the attack, the army has moved sensitive weapons from Mubi to the brigade headquarters in Yola, leaving Mubi vulnerable to attack. The town of Mubi has practically been deserted following the closure of schools and massive retreat of soldiers from the city. The former president is currently traveling in Singapore, or according to their family sources. We do not know how authentic this is, but this is from the Sun newspaper, and also Sahara reporters are reporting it. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. We are still maintaining that those who are fighting for their freedom must be allowed to go their separate ways. What are you holding them for? Nigeria, in the first place, is not a country, because there was never a time when the ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in that contraption called Nigeria were meant to sit together, just like Scotland and the Great Britain and the rest of the United Kingdom were. In Scotland and the United Kingdom, or rather England Union and that of Northern Ireland and the former Irish Republic, there was a union that was formed, and that union had a very definite part. It was backed by a document. They agreed that they're going to be together, and whenever possible, they are free to go their own way. That is what we are looking up to, what Biafra is going to be like. Anybody who is not comfortable with the state of affairs in Biafra should be allowed to go their separate ways. But it is not the same case in the zoo called Nigeria. Rather, they will be forcing you, they will be killing you, and the Biafrans have bore the brunt of all this rubbish. And the worst thing is that those who are supposed to protect the ordinary and vulnerable citizens of Biafra are there fighting or chasing contracts to enrich themselves and their cronies and family members. the so-called leaders of thought, the so-called the so-called political leaders, the so-called governors, state houses of assembly members, the so-called senators and House of Rep members, Federal House of Rep members, and incidentally, and very shameful, the so-called Ohanaezes, Aki Kengas, the so-called Igbos Rumes, and indeed, the newly sponsored groups within the Biafra, wider Biafra family, who have eaten deep into what is bringing us together, are doing nothing because they know that they have nothing to offer. We must not all die at the same time. Our integrity is still intact, and we are calling on all those who are still humans, those who still have the level of thinking, the level of consciousness that are needed within Biafra family, to rise up and stand in the gap. That abomination, that all sorts of crimes, that all sorts of unnecessary killings and subjugation to slavery, and all sorts of ill treatment, all sorts of curtailment of people's freedom, and all sorts of orchestrated and vicious attacks on the Biafran citizens must stop. If we cannot stand against all this, then we are gone. And the so-called terror network, sponsored by the Hausa Fulani Northern retired generals, politicians, and indeed the Sokoto Caliphate, the institution, social and religious institutions in those areas, know what they are doing. They are shielding Boko Haram. They have continue to support them both financially, morally, and otherwise, and they are ready. They have killed thousands of Biafrans, and nobody is saying anything about it. Rather, the so-called leaders of thought, the so-called elders, the so-called Ohanaezes, and all these groups in Igbo land and other Biafra land, other Biafra communities, we continue to encourage those who are in northern part of Nigeria to remain where they are, to fight Boko Haram, or to fight anybody who is against them. But they cannot equip them. And the truth is that all these men who call themselves leaders, all these men who are positioning themselves as beacon of hope, have failed the generality of Biafran people. We must pick up courage and challenge the status quo. Anything outside that is suicidal. We must pick up courage and fight these people being sponsored by the Nigerian government, whether they like it or not. There is no going back on this, or we will all perish. I will try to see if Barrister Mamezu is here. The caller on Skype, before going to Barrister Mamezu, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, I'm talking to you. No, I don't think this line is okay. I don't think. I can see the caller on Skype, but I can't hear the voice. I will go to Barrister Mamezi to give us his perspective on issues so far. Barrister? Yes, Barrister. Can you give
yeah,
us...
Yeah, thank you
for
reverting back to me. Fellow dear friends, we are hearing the mayhem that is happening in the zoo. Boko Haram pursuing and killing the zoo army. The zoo army abandoning their weapons and running away. What a shame. We've said it many times here on Radio Biafra. Nobody defeats an ideology. Let Boko Haram carry on ruling the Northern Caliphate. Let it has nothing to do with us. We are at par with Boko Haram because of the killings of innocent Biafrans who are sojourning in their own territory without any ammunition, without any aggression. But Boko Haram still refuse because their will is built on killing and shedding blood. Time will come when they will abandon the same weapons they are using against our people. But we find it astonishing and quite disgraceful upon those who claim to be of evil extractions. Those who believe that the best way to go about their businesses is by collecting money and betraying their souls. Fellow dear friends, when you are castigating anybody, of course, you don't have to say everybody. I know not everybody amongst the Ohanaeze Ndigbo and Ohanaeze Ndosho are part of this wicked act of collecting money and looking away while their people are being massacred. None of them will ever stand up and say, stop, what you're doing is not right, because they have already been bribed to the dream. They do not have the effrontery, the courage. They do not have the zeal to speak against their masters and those who are fueling them whilst they are killing their own people. What would it profit you? You collect all the money from the house of Fulani Boko Haram whilst your families are being massacred. Only you will live in this world. What a shame, what a disgrace. Some of all these mushroom splinter groups agitating for Biafra just to distort and discourage what we are doing for the sake of money being provided to disrupt or disturb and distort what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. What a shame that you will become Judas, who took the 30 silver but did not make use of it. That same money was used to buy his burial place. Biafrans, those who call themselves Nigeria Biafra, be warned. Tomorrow you will tell us it's Satan that took you into this level. You have the opportunity to recant. You have the opportunity to withdraw. You have the opportunity to move away from evil, because it will consume you. You will never gain anything out of taking money, killing your people, or out of taking money and overlooking the evil deeds of Boko Haram and those who send them. It will not benefit you to collect money to destroy the struggle to restore Biafra. You blame yourself or yourself at last. You will say, please forgive me. There will not be forgiveness, because you have enough time to think and to rethink those who believe that blood money, your own blood money, your own brother, you are looking away while they are being killed. Your sisters are raped. You collect money and look away. That money you collect will be used to bury you and your families. We say this because Chukwuadiama is our witness. He is our witness, and we are saying it here loud and clear. We are not hiding what we are preaching here, because we are telling you the gospel truth. For we have been brought out to restore Biafra. We are not here to take bribe. Whilst our fellow Biafrans, pregnant women, are slaughtered in the name of Islam, they will not offer you goodness. They will not offer you peace of mind. All they are doing so that they will rule that zoo forever. The zoo has expired. It's time for the owner of that land to take position. Hausa, go and rule yourselves. Yoruba, go and rule yourselves. Biafrans are surely going home. I'm standing by.
Thank you, Barrister. And of course, after taking one or two or three other calls, I will come back to you to give us your closing remarks while we proceed to end this program. Thank you very much, Barrister. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Richard, are you talking to me?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra, and you are on to the whole world. The Biafrans are listening, please.
Okay. My name is Michael Okafor. Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra here in Madrid. I'm from Omojoka, Amere, Oru East.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Can you hear me? Program.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I don't have much to say, but the only thing I just want to utter to this issue concerning our brothers that have been taking bribes and begin to misbehave, you know, I want to let them know that, you know, I can listen. There was broadcast I listened before, you know, that is like our director said that now we volunteered ourselves here in Europe. You know, before they came to force us into slavery. Now we volunteered ourselves, you know, for them to serve them, to serve the white people. You know, I don't know our people. If this situation we are living here in Europe, they just like it. You know, our people had been dying over there in the northern zoo, and nobody is talking. You know, because Ndeba is that Nebro's Onyo Zadiko OCC Balonku Cable. You know, and the few ones that are here that can be able to bring out yourselves. You know, now they are taking bribes and trying to stop what we are doing. You know, I'm trying to let them know that they should be very, very careful for themselves. I pity them and also pity to their families. You know, there is one thing they're supposed to know in this life we are is that evil doesn't last. You might think that, oh, it will take a long time, but you must reap what you sow. I can remember when the president of Libya called Gaddafi had been doing all sort of evil, killing people, because he killed many souls before he got that place he was. But when the time reached, when his cup full, he died like a rat. You know, he just died like a fowl. You know, I want to let all these Eastern governors to know that one thing that we bear in mind is this: evil doesn't last. They might think that, oh, let's keep it on, let's keep it on, let's continue doing, let's continue intimidating them. You know, but when time comes, they will pay for it. And they're supposed to know that the cup has already full. Their cup is already full. If they are not seeing the handwriting on the wall, I can see it. You know, I want to let our people know, mostly people here in Madrid, here we are. You know, I wish if they can see what I'm seeing. You know, if they can see what I'm seeing, because they have eyes, but they don't have a spiritual eyes to see what I'm seeing. That just this is the time. Because God have ordained this to be this way. You know, because the Bible said that, God said that his way is not our way. The way we think is not the way he and God thinks. Now, this is the time for them to wake up. I've already commenting, shouting here in Madrid that they should wake up. Before they thought maybe we are not going to be registered here. We registered here, and here is the capital. Here covered all the states, all the region, as long as Spanish Spain is concerned. So I am using this opportunity to urge them to come out and not listen to all these gossipers, all these sucking blood evil men that are walking on around streets, seeking whom to devour. So what I'm trying to say is that this week we are having a meeting. Let them just come anywhere they hide. Let them try to come, or if they know that they cannot come, let them contribute in what we are doing. You know, so I am trying to call this, mention this number, announce this number on the air now, you know, because we are having a meeting for this coming Sunday. So the number is...
My brother, sorry, if you are announcing your number, you must be wary of human poachers. They will call you, they will tell you all sorts of things, so you must be resolute. You must have your head above waters. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. It's not today they have been calling this number, so we know them by name. So don't worry for that. We know what we are doing. You know, I can remember what we Biafrans. If you're born to be a Biafrans, there's nobody, there's no man will come along and take you away, because we know what we are doing. So no problem for that. We know they will call, but no problem. So the number is 632-040-858. I repeat it again, 632-040-858. Then the second number is 632-288-745. I repeat it again, 632-288-745. So who doesn't know the place, or who don't even know, who don't know the place, should contact, should call this number, so that we show him or her the location. You know, please, I try to urge everybody here in Madrid that should wake up. The hour is now. Let's continue evangelizing. You know, I know that we have a lost sheep here. There are many that are lost here, but they think that they know what they are doing, but actually they don't know what they are doing. So, I thank you, Uchemofo. May God, Chukwu Abiama, continue guiding your people, leading your people, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
God
thank
bless you.
Thank you very much. And that was the voice of Michael from Madrid, Spain. Of course, announcing the upcoming meeting of Indigenous People of Biafra and that part of the world. May God continue to bless you and indeed your family members and family members of the Indigenous People of Biafra, where you are and all over the world. I am announcing that for strategic reasons I am not going to take the remaining calls here. This is because this program must come to an end at the moment, for strategic reasons. Barrister, I don't know whether you're hearing me. If you are, please give us your closing remarks while we proceed to end this program.
Thank you, Chairman Fall, and well done for this evening. Of course, it's time for us to call it a day, or if you like, an evening. Here on Radio Biafra. Now, something I want to mention, which I'm afraid the director was saying it this morning. When Karomonde text him, Lolo Chidima Karomonde, text director that Mungo Park is a Scottish man, I want to add more list or more names to that particular list. All the explorers ever visited our homeland, our villages and towns. Another name is Ferdinand Magellan, Scottish man. Mary Celeste, Scottish woman. I know some of you remember Mary Celeste, the so-called purported woman who stopped the killing of twins. I don't know how authentic that is, because we've been fed with lots and lots of fabricated information, but we're here to untangle them one by one. For we are Radio Biafra. We started late, but we are catching up. We started very, very late. But we will remove all the hedges placed upon our heads. We will remove them. I take this opportunity once again to thank fellow Biafrans, those who are able to get through. If you are not able to get through, please wait for us on AM edition. Do your best to remain tuned in. Do your best to remain resolute. Do not be discouraged. I take this opportunity once again to remind those, our brothers, those, our sisters, especially in Benin, human rights. For I know all of you, for I have associated with all of you, for we have ate together here in my own house. For all of you to repent, come back to where you belong to, remove your relationship you had with Rochas Okorocha, who built a mosque in our own House of Parliament. For you will not say, tomorrow you are not told. For you will not say how you wish you were reminded once again. We have eaten from the same pot. I'm asking all of you, repent. Come back to where you belong to. Do your best not to destroy what we are doing. Because all of us will meet in Biafra land at some point. I will remind you that I've said this, that you have this open door as far as you keep your hands clean, because all these threats and re-threats is getting too much. Radio Biafra has never endorsed anybody to go after any Biafra man or woman, providing you are not in our way. Surely Biafra must come if you stay on the path that we are trying to bring about the restoration of Biafra. You will be involved one way or the other. You have the opportunity now to refrain, to move away from evil, not to soil your hands, not to join those who are stopping and encouraging the killings of our children, brothers and sisters, pregnant women, the subjugation of our girls, the marginalization of Biafrans all over the world. Do not follow Brochenafan. He's a Hausa man. How he came to the territory of Biafra is yet to be investigated upon. The handshake has been offered to you to repent and come back to where we started this particular struggle together. Money can never save anybody's life. Money is the root of all evils. Remove yourself from any amount of anything they will give you in the name of bribery to go against your brothers and sisters. It will be regrettable if this struggle starts in earnest and you guys are the one to stop or prevent what we are going to achieve, how we are going to restore Biafra. I am speaking this evening, the 8th of September 2014. It is on record. Radio Biafra is the indigenous people of Biafra struggling to restore Biafra, struggling to stop the killings of our people all over the world, struggling to stop the marginalization of our people, struggling to stop all forms of wickedness against our people. What we are doing is legitimate. What we are doing is legal. What we are doing is moral. Chukwuebiama is our witness. We say this all the time. For those who have been given money to go around distorting our lives, destroying what we are doing, the money will soon run out. You will stand alone. You'll be in the middle of a river or an ocean where you can never see a protector. Chukwuebiama at that time will overlook you because he's watching. You will call upon the name of Chukwuebiama, he will not answer you. Because what you're doing right now, you think he is not taking stocks. He is. I've given you this revelation. Remove your hands away from every evil deed and return back to where we started from, our struggle. You'll be forgiven as far as your hands are clean. You are no longer dealing with somebody who is using on his powers to bribe you, to deceive you that what he's doing is right. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a fool is always right in his own eyes. You will not see it coming. You believe in yourself because of God, yes, you are enjoying the money. The money will run out. Anything that has a start will inevitably come to an end. Nobody has ever been saved because of how much you have. A poor person lives more peacefully than a rich man. For the same Bible says, put your treasure in heaven so that your mind will look up. When you leave your treasures here on earth, that is where your mind will be. And destruction awaits those who believe in bribery to destroy your brethren. If you want, you may not have time to give you this opportunity to repent. You may not have this type of opportunity for me to speak on your behalf, to drop whatever evil plans you have against your people if you carry on. For those that this plan is meant for, action and reaction goes together. When you acted upon me, I will react. The Afrans have turned 360 degrees. The Bible made us so important, but we are getting the information why the Bible was brought to us, to subjugate us, to pull walls over our eyes, so that when you slap me, I will say, in Jesus' name, amen. Time has come to an end where we are following Mosaic law. Tooth for tooth, eye for an eye. Chukwuebiama will judge us at the same time. Do not look for my trouble, I will not look for yours. In peace, you go back home. Any young man, young woman that is looking for money, do your best to look for that money. Do not depend on anybody to bribe you and send you into an errand that your family and generations to come will never step away from. Which I before, may God bless all of you. Director, wherever you are the chairman, and nothing will ever change this particular view. We are here supporting you. We have those who have interests of the affluent at heart. people in Malaysia, people in India, people in Germany, United States of America, Canada, Africa, the whole of Europe. Biafrans have people. I'm proud of being a Biafran. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of those who are supporting us. Do not give up, for justice is around the corner. Good evening to all of you. I'm Mitukwa Abia. I'm going to protect you and your family. And whatever you do, remain a Biafra. Be proud to be a Biafra. Good night to all of you. And good evening, Uchemefo.
Good evening to you, Barrister. Thank you very much. And, of course, may God continue to bless you and your family, and indeed indigenous people of Biafra who are with you in the United Kingdom and all over the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We have come. We have deliberated. It is time to go. But we must not forget to remind you that this is the second phase of this struggle, and times are different. It requires pragmatism, it requires practical actions, and the Biafra Defense Fund remains critical to finishing the job that God has enabled us to start. We cannot abandon it, no matter the machinations of the enemies. Biafra must be fought for. Biafra cannot fall down from heaven. Biafra cannot be fought for in the offices and by writing letters up and down. Biafra must be fought for in practical terms, and every arsenal at our disposal must be employed to make sure that we register maximum success. The House of Fulani Terror Network Boko Haram, being sponsored by the retired military generals from the Northern House of Fulani Extraction, are resolute. They are coming. And the only way forward is for us to stand up and defend ourselves. They have killed a number of us. They will continue to do so. The only way forward also remains that we do not prevaricate. We do not retreat. We do not surrender. There is no going to Nigerian government for anything, because we are freedom fighters. We are not appeasers. And we are not going to give in to any form of sabotage from anybody. And that is why we must conclude, as always, that on this platform, the truth must be preached. All genuine Biafrans must stand shoulder to shoulder with these Scottish people who are clamoring for their independence. For this common front and common ground binds us together. Their freedom is our freedom, and we must support them. Be careful, because the Nigerian government is not leaving any stone unturned. They are sponsoring pro-Biafra groups. They are answering the same name you are answering. They will come to you and tell you that they are unique in their own way, that they are neutral. They do not belong to any group. The Nigerian government is also sponsoring them to organize a conference of pro-Biafra groups somewhere in Europe, and very soon they will be contacting you. You must be awake to your responsibilities, or the wind will carry you.
We are not perfect here because we are humans, but we are sincere. I must continue to repeat this. And there is nobody that can disprove it, because we are not saints. But we're sincere in what we're doing. And that is the spirit here on this platform, Radio Biafra. Irrespective of whoever is involved, if you bring yourself within the category of the mission statement of Radio Biafra, you will inevitably be put where you belong, no matter whom you are. And we, at this juncture, as always, invite God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, Obasi Benigwe Chukwu Okike, to come and take position, and to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, that he helps us restore Biafra. Good evening once more from London. This is your sincerely Uchem Efor saying have a good night. We will reconvene tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Biafra time. Keep the flag flying. For we must deliver. We do not have any choice. There is no middle ground. It is either we are in or we are out. May God continue to bless you and bless your family until we meet again. Good night.
Goes out for my people, men, women, and children who gave their lives for freedom and liberation, the People's Army of Biafra.
Sitting able bank catch you for your fire. How you gonna drum the bomb notes? Now you wanna talk away be in the door. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting able bank catch you for your knee. The sun never rose again. Biafra, do you remember Biafra?
Biafra,
do you really want to tell the story? The story, the story.
Yeah.
Biafra, can you remember Biafra?
Make one option. Just
do you really want to hear the story?
Indeed, there was a country.
The story.
I was born in the north, then I grew up in the north. 1967, Bukwaku Konachiko, Nemo Karamo, Namo Karamo, Pasipa Mokara, Omo Morning, Hina Oko Nyafurukawa. Who know the Nogo know, cause who know no Nogo cry. The days were like yes, the years never end. The end never came, but it came like the rivers Moses struck an Egypt. Obara bido sibe, ubene bido bube, obu niwe bido bube, bube niwe. Ask for the mercies of Allah, for the agony of the child. Yes.
Biafra, do you remember Biafra?
Biafra,
do you really want to tell the story? The story, the story. Biafra, can you remember Biafra?
Biafra,
do you really want to hear the story? The story.
Biafra, Biafra, Nararia, Nabagana, Nkijiji, Seike, Makana, China, Chiji, Makana, Nkijika, cause the test to the drum, the index still in the trigger, your blood to the cry, your name shall survive from a failure generation as the father passes the story to the young son. Tell me, with the death you overcame here, the shadows to the clash here, for the valors of our leaders, but shall never be in vain here. Najika, ya amsa, na tabbata da soyayya, na mi kuma ka salama, na samu hakuri in the heart of a yellow sun. Listen to Biafra, listen to the children, and we shall live again.
Biafra,
man, Bobby Opera. Do you really want to hear the story? The story, the story.
All your armies, all your fighters, all your tanks, and all your soldiers against the boy holding a stone, standing there all alone. In his eyes I see the sun, in his smile I see the moon, and I wonder, I only wonder, who is weak and who is strong, who is right and who is wrong. And I wish, I only wish, that the truth has a tongue.
The opera, do you remember the opera?
The opera,
do you really want to tell the story? The story, the story. The opera, can you remember the opera?
The opera,
do you really want to hear the story? The story, the story.
J.O.G. H.C.A. Okwa ya bu Hannibal, Alexander Madibu, Obu ya bu Commander, Major General Efiam, Okwa ya bu Onisi, Major General Patrick, Okwa ya bu Izogu, Navy Captain Anuku, Okwa ya bu Mama's Boy, Gabriel Anyebunam, Okwa ya bu Captain Blood, Richard Ihieto, Okwa ya bu Dick Tiger, Colonel Obogu Kalu, Colonel Ademo Yega, Colonel Michael Evenso, Colonel Olisakwe, Colonel Okwechime, Colonel Onwatwegu, Brigadier Coleman Wawo, Brigadier Tony Eze, Colonel Victor Banjo, Colonel M.F. Omora, Colonel Festus Akaha, Colonel Patrick Anwuna, Colonel Judas Oke, Inspector P.I.O.K.K., Colonel Usudo, Colonel Udiaja, Colonel Achibon, Colonel Oguniwe, Colonel Dihanacho, Colonel Obiora, Colonel Opara, Colonel Majeri, Colonel Eze, Captain Stain and Von Rusten, Okwafabu Mercenaries, Chelo Ikemba, Okwayabu General, Ezibo Buruburu, Chelo Okwayabu Chiogu, General Chukwemeka Odimeku Ojuko, Tribute to you, Onyike.
The opera, can you remember the opera? Do you really want to hear the story? The story, the story.
He who walketh with the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Anything he does will work according to God's plan. And so shall it be for you today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Onye ya na chi eso. Inye na kare ya were were. Onye ya na chi eso. Eme lo mala no ke wemeri. Onye ya na chi eso. Onye ya na chi eso, eme lo mala.
calling the African Union, talk about my freedom. I call in the forecomers of the gold to set me for a free Lord. For so long, man, they put suffering in jail. They turn us as slaves in our fatherland. Oh gosh, we cannot find a sail. As a free mankind, tell me why. Tell me. Freedom, freedom is what we want now. Freedom, freedom is what we need now. Freedom, freedom is what we want now.
Magamara kowele bigawa na mama lefu na madoka yeseze gwedi. Emeka Moroko, onye amazi onye bonye.
Amarazi onye bonye.
Namo naji ya malu mbunye.
Amarazi onye bonye.
Some reality right here. Turn up my microphone. Shit. Bro, I better turn my microphone on. Shit. It's time to hear some reality. 204. Abdul Kareem. What up?
Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa. Gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Hand robber came to your house. He no take money, he no rape your wife. Went straight up to your bedside.
Bossa,
say fit now, you're down. Which I'm robber, no one money. Which I'm robber, no one journey. Now political, I'm robber, be that. Now waiting to kill Nigeria, oh. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. If you say Kiyama, Pia, Pia, they lock him for jail for Abuja. Kingsley has been himself day for day. Had they been down, now in the middle all of them. Yeba, inside prison, prison. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. What you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. everything scatter, scatter. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air.
Africa, if you love your land. Africa is the motherland.
We did grow, we did grow, we did grow. Hey, get a steep bad world. We did grow. Get a steep bad world.
It is what about Koja now?
What you call Waja? Nepa, what is the regular? 419 for Nigeria, Agegeto Ikeja, na 100 Naira, West Coast City, na popular, action film for Nigeria,
this which I still do now,
he did live big life, my estate for Calabar, that Nanaberia Mafia, for Nigeria, everything jaga, 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 jaga. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Gosa, gosa. Gunshot in the air, what you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Gosa, gosa. Gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Gosa, gosa. Gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter.
Come on, this is my supper. Go suck, go suck. One shot in that, yeah.